From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama welcomes the Pope at the White House in Washington. Pope Francis appealed to the United States to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change. He called it a critical moment in history. We get more on the Pope's visit from Jeff Custer.
In his remarks, the president told the pontiff that the excitement surrounding his visit to the U.S. was attributable not just to his position as Pope, but to his unique qualities as a person.
You remind us that in the eyes of God, our measure as individuals and our measure as a society is not determined by wealth or power or station or celebrity, but by how well we hew to Scripture's call to lift up the poor and the marginalized.
After the ceremony, Pope Francis and President Obama held one-on-one talks in the president's office. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Burkina Faso's transitional president, Michel Kafando, says he is back in charge after being detained and ousted by Presidential Guard soldiers led by a rogue general 1 week ago. Emily Yab reports.
About 2,000 people gathered on the roadside Wednesday as regional head of state came to shepherd the country's return to the constitutional order. A deal proposed by ECOWAS on Sunday called for putschists to return power to the transitional civilian authorities in exchange for inclusive elections and an amnesty. General Diendéré has stepped aside, but the question of amnesty remains unsettled, as does the fate of the presidential guards. Emily Yab in Ouagadougou.
European Union leaders gathered in Brussels Wednesday for an emergency meeting to discuss the current migrant crisis in Europe. The EU heads of state remain split on how to cope with the thousands of asylum seekers now streaming into Europe. This is VOA News. China is touting a new agreement to buy 300 planes from the U.S. firm Boeing. The purchase was announced during President Xi Jinping's visit to Seattle, where the president will tour the aircraft manufacturer's assembly plant. The agreement also calls for the U.S. firm to build a plant in China. Details about the plant have not been released. In what was billed as a major policy speech late Tuesday, President Xi called for better relations with the U.S. He addressed a wide range of issues that have upset U.S.-China ties, including cyber hacking, currency values, exports, and territorial claims. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia is calling on Muslims around the world to unite against what he called misguided elements, including extremist groups such as the Islamic State that want to take Islam back to what he called the Age of Ignorance. The chief Saudi cleric delivered the remarks during his annual sermon to more than 2 million Muslims who had converged on the Valley of Mount Arafat for a day of prayer Wednesday during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Afghanistan's government says it has undertaken serious measures to enforce the law and prevent the sexual abuse reportedly committed by local police commanders against children. A presidential statement issued Wednesday in Kabul has condemned the abuse known as bacha bazi, or boy play. A New York Times report this week detailed extensive rape and other sexual abuse of young boys at the hands of local police commanders and Afghan militias. It went on to allege that U.S. soldiers were ordered not to intervene in the abuse of children in order to maintain good relations with their Afghan allies. The U.S. Secretary of State says Russia's actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposing the Islamic State group. Italy's La Stampa newspaper quoted John Kerry as saying he had conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the U.S. concern over Russia's military support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Volkswagen CEO Martin Vinterkorn resigned on Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to having tampered with emission controls on 11 million diesel vehicles. Vinterkorn made a public statement taking responsibility for the irregularities detected in diesel engines, but said that he was not aware of any wrongdoing. A new public opinion poll shows that a quarter of U.S. Democrats want Vice President Joe Biden to be the party's 2016 presidential nominee. Biden has not yet announced a decision on whether he will run. The Bloomberg poll released Wednesday showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with 33%, Biden with 25%, and Democrat Bernie Sanders with 24%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.